In today's gospel and in the succeeding weeks, Jesus is going to offer his disciples a teaching about what it is to be a steward, a teaching about what it is to be a servant. And that's very important. It's very important. Because the imagery that is found in the scriptures, both in the Old and the New Testament, refers to the follower of Jesus or the follower of God as a servant. And the imagery of the relationship between the servant and the master is seen as the relationship between God and the creature. In fact, the earliest title that exists for Jesus, not in the scriptures but in the liturgy, dating from the first century, Jesus is called the servant of God. Well, the story in the gospel begins with the apostle saying to Jesus, "Give us more faith, increase our faith. We want 10 tons of faith. We want a bushel of faith." They've seen the work of Jesus, and they want to be able to do that. And their judgment is they don't have enough faith. And Jesus says to them, "You've got it all wrong. It doesn't have anything to do with quantity. It has everything to do with quality. Because if all you had was faith the size of a mustard seed, faith the size of a grain of sand, if that's all the faith you have, but it was genuine faith, then you could work marvels. You could say to the tree, 'Be uprooted and cast into the sea,' and it would happen." Well, what is this faith, this genuine faith, that Jesus encourages in the lives of his apostles and disciples? Well, that's what the rest of the passage is about, the parable. Now, faith is about a relationship. Faith is not a proposition of belief. Faith is about a relationship between the creature and God. Now, the prevailing thought at the time of Jesus, and a thought that was clearly emphasized by the Pharisees, was that when a person obeyed the law, when a person fulfilled all the precepts of the law, then a person was entitled to, or if you will, merited salvation. That salvation had to do with one's observance of the law. Salvation was an entitlement that flowed from the action of people. And Jesus says, that's all wrong, and you've got to disabuse yourself of that. And that's not going to be easy to do, because we get our lives all muddled up and confused. Entitlement has everything to do with human relationships. Because human relationships are the relationships between equals. I am entitled to be treated with human dignity. I am entitled to be respected. I am entitled to an honest return for an honest day's work. I am entitled to that. That's part of the oil, if you will, that makes the gears of society smoothly work. It's part of what makes for a civil society. It's part of what makes for a just society. It's part of the rules around which human beings engage each other. And those rules are built around a fundamental truth that all of us are equal. All of us are equal to each other. But Jesus says that has nothing to do with your relationship to God. There is no equality that the creature has with the Creator. There is no entitlement that the creature has. Jesus says every single thing that you possess is a free and generous gift of God. Your very human life, your physical health, your mental and physical abilities, the goods of the earth that you use, all of that is a gift of God. None of that is mine by my own right. Jesus says that's the way the relationship with God works, and it's out of that value that your faith emerges. That your relationship with God is such that you live out of a sense of gratitude, Jesus says. That the posture for the believer is the posture of thankfulness. That the color of faith that the believer has is the color of graciousness. That one recognizes that God has truly blessed us, and out of that deep sense of gratitude, we seek to do the will of God. And we recognize that God has promised us so much. God has said, I will be your God, and you will be a child to me. God has promised us in Jesus Christ the fullness of eternal life. God has promised us in the words of Jesus, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, even if that person dies, that person lives. And whoever is alive and believes in me will never die. God promises in Jesus Christ, I am the living bread come down from heaven. The one who eats this bread lives forever. God has promised to be faithful. God has promised to be present. God has promised to love us with an unspeakable love. And we are confident that God will be faithful to those promises. Why? Because God has made the promise. It has absolutely nothing to do with me. There is literally not one single thing that I could do that could ever motivate God to love me one iota more than God does. Jesus says that's the relationship. And it's out of that relationship that one's faith grows. And one has faith built upon that principle, built upon that kind of relationship, then anything is possible. Because what happens is I've gotten out of the way. That it's no longer my desire, it's no longer my agenda, it's no longer my plan. That kind of faith seeks to know the will of God. And Jesus is the one who models that for us. He shows us how to live with that faith. He will say in so many ways, "The words I speak are not my own words, they're the words of the one who sent me. My job is not to do my own will. My job is to do the will of him who sent me." Jesus, in his life and death and resurrection, models what it is to be the servant of God. And you and I are called to live that life. Now, every single week when we come here, every single Sunday when we gather at this altar, we do one simple thing. We come to say thank you. That's what the word Eucharist means. It's the Greek word for thanksgiving. We come to say thank you. Because that's all the creature is capable of saying. Everything that the creature has been gifted by God. And so the only response is thank you. A response of gratitude. And a response that wells up within us such a way that what we seek more than anything else in the world is to do the will of the one who has graced us so much. So Jesus tells those apostles, and he tells us, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, the size of a grain of sand, and if it were authentic faith, if it were genuine faith, then there is no end to the miraculous works that God will accomplish.